We tried the carnivore diet. Here's what happened. But first, the carnivore diet. What the hell is it? Carnivore is a zero-carb diet restricted to beef, fish, poultry, and other animal products like eggs.
That means no greens, nuts, beans, or really anything that doesn't bleed.
Benefits of the carnivore diet may include weight loss, improved mood, mental clarity, and blood sugar regulation.
However, the diet is extremely restrictive, and some say it's possibly unhealthy in the long term.
Although some will consume products on the carnivore diet, such as coffee and dairy, we're going hardcore. Just meat and water for 30 days.
And we'll be doing it from two perspectives. One, from the family man, and two, from the bachelor.
Here we go. Wish us luck.
As more people turn to a meat-based diet, there's one thing many of them miss. The texture and gorgeous colors of fruits and vegetables. We here at Buff Dudes Farms have you covered with our new line of meat-based plants. Miss having bananas? Well, our artists and craftsmen are here to help with this succulent reproduction. Marvel at its girthy plumpness and outstanding yellow hue. Using, well, mostly all natural products to replicate the real thing. And what about apples? Well, we've got you covered there too. Take a bite into our juicy, meat-based apple plant, and you'll swear you're having the real thing. And almonds? Well, heck, once you crack down on our organic animal teeth, you'll never want to go back to the real thing. Honest, natural, slightly disgusting, that's Buff Dude Farms, and that's just us.
Meat. Bucko. Where meat is found, especially in bulk. I mean, thankfully, something like this, it simplifies your shopping because you're really only looking for a few things. No nuts. There's no greens. There's no carbohydrates of any sort. Wheat, oatmeal, nothing. Just meat. Meat. Pretty simple shopping, but there's a few things you have to remember when even shopping for meat. Some meats are a little bit better than others. Meat. So chicken for us is normally on the menu, but with the carnivore diet, you want to remember the fats. Seeing as you're cutting out carbs, you're going to want to up not only the protein, but the fats as well. Have a healthy mix. Have fats higher than protein. So these are 99% protein. We're going to want something a little fattier, which is what we're going to grab now. Salmon, wild caught, really good stuff. Plenty of protein, but a lot of fat, which is what we're after. So one down, but we got a lot of meat to go. So you're going to have your go-tos, and ribeye is definitely one of them. As Brandon was saying earlier, the nice thing about this diet, there's really only a couple things to get. Ground beef. And when selecting all these meats, you're really going to want to go for grass-fed because you're going to be eating a lot of it. So you're going to want to make sure it tastes good. More meat. But sometimes you got to check the back of the nutrition facts because there's a little bit more than just meat. The first ingredient is going to be chicken, the second bacon, but after that, the third one is sugar, which is what we want to avoid. If there's more than one ingredient on the list, you probably shouldn't grab it. And that's a good rule to go by because we're really trying to stick with just protein, just fats, just the bare essentials. Meat. We're going to be needing a lot of this because that's going to be our breakfast staple. Bacon and eggs, really simple, very tasty. We're going to need a lot of it. Meat. Doesn't get any more free range than this. You buy this, you get everything. This is a carnivore practitioner's dream.
Meat. 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 Meat.
I feel like we need Brandon right now to say something. A particular four-letter word.
Meat.
Buff baby.
Hello.
I have a feeling this is going to be our greatest challenge yet.
Meat. Bacon.
I think he's ready, but this challenge is going to have to be done by Buff Daddy alone.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
That sounds ominous.
Day 5 on the carnivore diet, and Whew, have we done a 180? Our last experiment was vegan, so now jumping into the carnivore, of course, the whole game has changed. And I have to say, up until this point, as far as an eating schedule goes, it could not be simpler, and I am definitely enjoying that aspect. For breakfast, I'm having bacon and eggs. For lunch, I'm having ground beef. And for dinner, I'm having ribeye. That's it. There's nothing else to it. I was tracking my calories in the beginning, but then I very quickly learned, well, I really don't have to because I'm having the exact same thing over and over again. So I'm not sick of having those three things yet, but it is only day 5, so time will tell.
This, I would say, is just what the doctor ordered, a little retreat.
This is damn nice. I don't know about you guys, but I am starving. Let's break out the meat and have a barbecue.
Meat? There is no meat.
Whoa. What are you talking about? We're carnivores. We have to eat meat.
No, last video I saw you guys were vegan, so I brought spinach.
No. Dad, that was a month ago.
I can't keep track of what you're doing all the time.
Yeah, but we're going to be out here for 3 full days. What are we going to eat?
Well, you ain't going to be eating any meat because I didn't bring any.
Well, I'm sure we'll find some meat somewhere.
What's going on?
He was licking me. He was licking me.
What?
He was licking me!
Day 10, and I am still alive. But I do feel like I'm kind of in this mental purgatory in a way. I'm not dead, yet I don't quite feel alive either. I'm kind of almost in this mental haze. Now, this kind of brings me back to when we tried keto. It's a very low carbohydrate diet, around 20 to 30 grams, but with carnivore, it is 0 carbs. And there's a process in the body called gluconeogenesis, where in the absence of carbohydrates, the body starts processing other means to get its energy from, specifically glucose. Now, glucose is the main source of energy for the brain, and since that's pretty much gone, I kind of feel a little just out of it, mentally out of it. Now, I don't know if the process of the gluconeogenesis, my body isn't quite efficient at it, or maybe it's just taking a little bit longer. So it's only day 10, so hopefully as I progress in this diet, I'll feel a little bit better. But the good thing is I do feel very satiated eating just meat, which is kind of surprising. I thought maybe eating meat alone, I would be very hungry all day long. Each meal wouldn't really satisfy me that much, but I feel like it's going pretty good in that area. You know, with the energy a little bit lower, the mental kind of haze. The workouts have been okay. I don't really feel quite as motivated. They don't really feel as strong. You don't really get the pump you usually do if you do have carbohydrates. But I'm kind of just holding out for the extra days to hopefully feel a little bit better and see how this plays out.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, I gotta say, if there's gonna be any day I was gonna cheat on carnivore, today would be it because it's my birthday. And I want to dig in.
Oh, what? No, that's not your cake.
What do you mean?
Close your eyes. Open your eyes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Eat your cake. Day 15, and even though I have a limited amount of food available, I'm probably going to have to get rid of one, and that's going to be ground beef. Unfortunately, I've just cooked so much. The grease is spraying everywhere. I end up smelling like ground beef. I burp ground beef. I dream about ground beef. I just got to get rid of it because for me personally, I'm over it. And that's one of the hard things that I'm struggling with at this moment. As a family man with 2 kids and a wife, of course, they're eating greens, they're eating beans, nuts, grains, all that good stuff. And there I am, stuck with the same thing over and over. And in a weird way, I'm very torn because I like the way I'm eating. It's very easy. It's kind of a meal prepper's dream because you don't got to think about what you're going to eat, how much you're going to eat. You just eat the same thing day in and day out. If maybe this was 10 years ago, it would be perfect because as a bachelor, I wouldn't really have to think about it much, but now I am. For instance, we just had Thanksgiving. Everyone was eating a variety of foods, and there I was stuck eating meat. And variety, of course, is the spice of life. Unless you're on the carnivore diet, because then you can't even have spice. So there's some things I like, there's some things I dislike, but I've got another 15 days, so let's see how this goes.
Hey.
Yeah?
Have you seen Dad?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he went down in the basement.
Basement? Why?
Well, did you know he went carnivore?
He went carnivore?
Yeah, you might want to check on him.
Dad? Dad?
Oh, Dad?
Hello, Brandon.
What the hell is that thing on your head?
I decided to go full carnivore.
You're doing carnivore now? Why?
Being smart spoils a lot of things, doesn't it? You see, the brain itself feels no pain, if that concerns you, Brandon.
Okay. That doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I do wish we could chat for longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Not sure what you mean by that. Okay.
Do you want me to turn the light out? I'll take that as a yes. I'll see you later.
It is day 20, and I am kind of surprised I've made it this long because it has been a pretty tough road. Day 10, I was talking about kind of that mental haze, and I feel like it's kind of carried on into today, day 20. So I was kind of hoping to have things change a little bit, energy levels. I am feeling pretty exhausted at night. 8 p.m. comes around, I'm basically ready for bed, and even when I do get around an 8 to 9 hour sleep, I still feel a little tired in the morning, so I'm not quite sure if it's because of the zero carbs. But I'm kind of thinking that's probably the case, because normally when I'm having a more rounded diet, I'll feel good, especially if I get good rest and I'm ready to go. So that's definitely a big con in that area. There's also something I'd like to talk about, maybe something that not a lot of people like to talk about, poop. And a lot of doctors will say that a good sign of health, you can tell by looking at your stool. So when you go to the bathroom, you can see the consistency of it, also the regularity of it. The regularity is pretty much gone, and maybe going once every other day, if that, and the consistency is really not good. So I don't know if that's due to just eating meat. I would suppose it probably is. You know, science has shown that humans don't have an extremely long intestinal tract, but they don't really have a short one either. If you look at carnivorous animals like lions or wolves, they have a very short intestinal tract, so they can eat that meat and they can pass it through very quickly without it getting spoiling basically in their intestines. They don't get really backed up. With humans having a little bit longer of an intestinal tract, since we are omnivores, it might be blocked up a little bit. So I'm kind of a little concerned about that. Thankfully, it's getting close to the end. We only have another 10 days left, so I'm just going to tough it out, and we'll see where this goes.
Do you remember my farts on the vegan diet, Buff Baby?
Yes.
Well, I don't have that problem on the carnivore diet anymore, but I do have something very important I need to tell everyone. If you think you have to fart while doing carnivore, you don't. It's a poop, trust me.
Fart.
No, it's not a fart.
Boop.
It's a poop. Sadly, I've learned this from experience. Huh. I could have swore I had another egg. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, mate. He's hiding in the fridge. I don't think he wants to be eaten. I don't see why not. All those eggs like to be eaten.
Thanks.
Oh, no. He's got me! Let me down! Let me down!
Were you hiding in there?
Bloody right I was.
Why? I thought you loved being eaten.
Well, that was before you bloody ate my whole species. I can't even invite you in to meet the missus. You already ate her.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that guilt trip. I know you love being eaten.
What? I do not.
Come on, little Eggman. I know you want me to eat you.
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Alright, I guess I got nothing else to live for.
I'm proud of you, little Eggman, sacrificing yourself. I promise, you won't die in vain. Okay, so I was weighing in at 225 before starting the carnivore diet, and let's see what we got here. Wow, just below 214 pounds. I haven't been that light in quite some time, so it goes to show you the carnivore diet definitely works when you want to lose weight, at least for me. So I'm kind of looking forward to, after doing carnivore, to carb back up and get a little bit higher in weight. Because, you know, I need to be back to my buff dude self. So I started off in the beginning a little lighter than Brandon is now, about 212. I'm going to weigh in, see where I'm at. Whew, about 206. So as you can see, we both lost a pretty decent amount of weight. And I felt satiated. The craziest thing is I never really felt like I was trying to lose weight through the duration of this experiment. I just ate until I got full and I still ended up losing 6 pounds. So in that way, carnivore definitely works.
So it's day 30 and it's time to offer my verdict. And I'm not gonna lie, when beginning a carnivore diet, it scared the hell out of me because your whole life, your grandparents, your parents, they're always saying, eat your greens, eat your veggies. So you think to yourself, what's gonna happen when I remove all of that? And our last experiment was veganism, so doing a whole 180 into carnivore, it was just, you felt like you're kind of going into the great unknown. And 30 days later, I feel like I know much more than I knew before, and I'm very happy that I've experienced this. I really enjoyed researching more and getting to know the online carnivore community, things such as snout to tail or consuming the whole animal, and also getting to know your local butcher, getting to know where your food comes from. I feel that's very important because sometimes we go to the store, we don't really think about it much. We don't look at the ingredients list and we don't see the main ingredient, but then maybe like the 45 ones that come after it, a lot of processed foods. And doing carnivore, you're really focusing on one single ingredient, grass-fed, organic. That part of it, I really enjoyed. Now, the part of it that I didn't enjoy quite as much is, honestly, I would consider myself a very healthy person mentally and physically, and I didn't have to go to this diet to search to better myself in any of those areas. So for some people, when they do vegan, when they do carnivore, when they do what have you, they're trying to better themselves in those areas. And for me, I didn't need to. I enjoyed the lack of sugar, the single ingredients. Those were all great things. But for me, I also enjoy the variety. So fruits, veggies, nuts, grains, those are things that I did miss and that I do want to go back to. So all in all, I'm very happy I experienced it. And I even kind of struggled, as I said earlier, with moments of carnivore thinking, maybe if I would have tried this 10 years ago, I would have stuck with it for longer. But me being a family man, me kind of craving that variety, I'm going to have to give it a no flex. We made it to day 30. And it's a little bit of a shocker because at day 10, I was feeling like I probably wouldn't make 30 days. It was pretty tough. You know, it's when you switch something up so drastically and have a diet that's so restricted with absolutely zero carbohydrates and eating only meat, that's something that seems kind of impossible at the time. But as you go on, it gets a little bit easier and easier. I really didn't have major cravings for carbohydrates when I was having only meat. And it really kind of teaches you to not only look at the ingredients, also to see how many sugars are in other stuff. So it really minimizes the kind of processed foods, which I do enjoy very much with something like this. But I will definitely not be continuing on the carnivore diet. I'm going to start introducing greens, fruits, nuts, and grains back into my diet because I feel like that really just works the best for me. I found out early on that having those type of foods, the more well-rounded and moderation, I feel the best on it and my body reacts to it the best as well. But I know some people out there really need to try new things because that might not work for them. So we always encourage people to try new things, to switch things up, to make sure they're getting the most out of their food and their nutrition because that's such a huge part of living. If you're curious, try it. But in my opinion, it's going to be a no flex. I'm going back to the boring diet. Hope you enjoyed the video. Let us know what diet experiment you'd like us to try next. And until next time, stay buff.
He was licking me!